Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for. Hear those sounds? Beautiful symphony of nature in Opihikau, Hawaii. I'm guided to share a particular message with you today. Beyond the message of the earth, the sounds, the vibration of this symphony, about 5 days ago, I met a man. His name is Mickey, which I actually thought was Mac, so I was calling him Mac. And he has this glorious fruit stand just down the street from where I'm staying here. One morning I walk down there and I sit along the shoreline, just watching the waves and the sun rising. I have a thought. I'm hungry. So I walk up to this fruit stand, my first time ever there, and I'm looking at all this amazing fruit. And Mickey appears. And he says, "Would you like a fruit bowl?" I was like, "Yes, I would love a fruit bowl." By the way, I had no idea what I was in store for here. It was a magical creation. He cuts open the papaya, slices it up. He cracks open a coconut, hands it to me, so I drink the water. Oh, heaven. And he's got this coconut grinder, and he shaves this coconut into the papaya. And then he grabs a passion fruit, and he slices it open and he squeezes it, and all the seeds and the juice all just go into this papaya. And then he grabs a lemon, cuts it open, squeezes it, all lemon juice all over that papaya bowl. And he hands it to me. And with a spoon from the outer layer of the coconut, I put that first bite into my mouth and tasted all of those flavors. It was something that I never experienced in the entirety of my life. Never. And I've had some amazing food, but this was entirely something different. Oh, so good. I ate it. It's swirling around in my digestive system, and I'm just blissed the fuck out. And Mickey says, "What are you doing today, little sister?" I said, "Well, I'm gonna go swimming now." He's like, "Oh, have you seen those those tide pools down there. And I said, no, actually, I haven't. He's like, would you like me to show them to you? I said, sure. So we go down to these tide pools, and they are beautiful. It creates like this river. He's like, you want to go swimming? I was like, no, I don't want to go swimming here. But we're looking at the pools, and waves are coming in and flowing through this tide pool river. And he points out this snail, and he says, this is an opia, opio, opi, opihi. Oh boy, I thought I would have remembered it correctly because I know what it is. Opihi. It's an opihi. And if I'm wrong still, I'm wrong. And I said, oh my gosh, I know about these snails. He's like, yes, you can eat these snails. I said, I knew that. And we're looking at them and looking at them. And in a moment, I am being smashed. My body being smashed against the lava. Wave comes in and carries me, and my body smashes against this lava stone. And the wave goes, I can't breathe so well. I've literally hit my rib in this lava. And so I just know that I have to get out of this space. So we walk back up to where the fruit stand is. And boy, am I feeling this. And I thanked Mickey, and I was like, I just have to go. And I have to go, like, honor and take care and be with my body, be with myself. So I come back to where I'm staying. And I lay. And I have all of these thoughts flowing around. Like, why did this happen? Oh, did I miss something intuitively? I should have been paying more attention. I know better. I know better than to just go, like, exploring around in these areas. I know these waves can come and take you out. I know these waves can come and kill you. I know. Why is this happening? And also, like, ooh, feels like it jostled, opened up some emotions. I had some tears that flew through. Not tears of pain or discomfort, just like these tears. You know when you have these tears, this emotion, and it's just like there, but you're not really attached to it. It's just kind of like, it's just like making its way out. I had some thoughts of like, oh my gosh, what if I'm going to feel this and be like this the rest of my life? That thought did not feel good. Luckily, it just showed up a couple of times and went on its way. And I was like, wait a second, this is just temporary. It's just temporary. So I laid there and I placed my hands in my left rib area. And I listened, and I felt, and I listened, and I listened, and I listened, and I listened. And maybe you're wondering, what was I listening for? What did I hear? I heard all sorts of things. I had memories show up. I listened. I wasn't listening for what's my solution. What do I need to now do? Though I did have those thoughts, I had a thought, oh my gosh, maybe I should go to the chiropractor. There's a chiropractor in Pahoa. Maybe I should go there. Obviously, some things got jostled around. I was starting to feel stuff in my neck from like the impact. I was like, maybe I should go to this chiropractor. Like, they'll know something to do. that clearly I must not know how to do. Maybe I should go get a massage. Maybe I should. And yet, they didn't feel right. They were thoughts, yes. But it felt more like this urgency to seek something outside of myself. Somebody knows something that I don't, and I need to go to them because they actually know how to be with my body better than I know how to be with my body. And I was like, no, that doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right to go run and go see the chiropractor, to go run and get a massage, to go run and do this, to go seek outside of myself before I sit with myself. And I still had the thought, why did this happen? I've reached a point in my life where I might like ding and bang and stub a toe here. There's these things that I've experienced in my body, but they're just so mild. Done a lot of work of listening with my body and honoring it. And many, many, many years ago, set that forth when I had exploratory surgery when I was 19. And it's so far removed from the work and the connection that I was like, this doesn't normally, like, this is just not common for me. Not common now in my now experience. And yet it was here. So as I laid, I listened, I heard that. And even though I had these thoughts of like, why did I miss something intuitively? When I looked there, I was like, no, I didn't miss anything intuitively. This just felt like it was just supposed to be. And I laid and I just listened. And I heard, it doesn't matter why it happened. It doesn't matter why it happened. It happened, and now you're here. And it wasn't even now what. It was just be. Just be with it. Be with this experience. And I laid there, being with the experience and listening to every single thing that showed up. I had a memory of a past partner, and I was like, was stuff with him lodged in there? It's just like, just be with what's coming up. Appreciate it. Observe it. Appreciate it. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. No dissecting it. No trying to take it apart and wondering why it's there. Why is this piece here? Why is that piece there? How come these two pieces are here together? And I laid for a long time. And I reached points of no thought. I reached points of sleep. And I just allowed myself to flow into whatever space I was flowing into. The next day, I awake for the day, and I'm wondering, what do I feel like in this day? Because it was difficult laying down, getting up, bending down, breathing. And I wake next day. And I'm like, holy shit. I feel like 65% better than I did yesterday. 65% better. I was like, wow. Wow. I listened. I was still. the power of presence, the power of self-healing, the power of listening within. Now, listening within does not mean that there are solutions outside of ourselves. And what I'm really clear about, or even clearer about, is the first step is not with outside of ourselves. The first step is within, is to listen within and take all action from within, from guidance of within. I have not yet, or maybe will not, go see a chiropractor. I have not yet, or maybe will not, go see a massage therapist. I have not yet gone to go see an acupuncturist, or maybe will not, in regard to this particular experience. And I had the thought, I was like, oh my gosh, I know these Chinese medicine formulas. Oh my gosh, it would be so great if I could. I don't have those herbs here. I don't have those herbs here. And I know that I can make this a new formula and I can apply it topically. And then I was like, well, maybe there's a local acupuncturist who's an herbalist and they can make the formula for me. I was like, yeah, maybe. And then I was like, well, I could also get it shipped here. I could get this formula shipped here. I could start applying this to my body. I was like, wait a second. No, none of this. This is just none of this. Everything that I need is right here. If I want to engage with a plant, it is right here. It is all right here. And something that showed up when I was in Australia is being so clear that everything that I could ever desire is right here. Right here. Where you're sitting, standing, walking in this moment, however you're listening, everything that you desire is right where you are. It's wherever you are. When I was in Australia, I lived it. Not as a concept in my mind, not as a knowing that's what's so, but in an embodying it and being it and living it. And so as I was having those thoughts of like, I gotta track down this herbal formula, these magical herbs in there, I was like, wait a second. Everything that I could possibly want or need is right here. It's all right here. If there's a plant that I want to engage with, it's here. I don't have to have it shipped here. I don't have to go 30 minutes from here to go try and find it. It's right here. It's literally right here. And I may or may not have to ingest it. And it's only if I want to engage with a plant in that particular way. And as much as I love plants and herbal formulas and creating and being this alchemist and putting potions together, it was just really clear that even that is not necessary. That it is only a part of the experience if I desire it to be. And as the days have gone on, anything that I could need has shown up. I've had my neck massaged by people who are staying in this beautiful place that I'm staying. I have my cups on me, my Chinese medicine cups. I've cupped my rib area. I've swam and soaked and these warm lava pools that are just full of minerals. I've done my qigong in these pools, in the water. I've laid in the sun. I ate this amazing food from this earth. All of that having immense contribution and impact in how I'm feeling in this exact moment. All of those just showing up. Just showing up. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. And the most impactful shift in the way that I'm feeling is being still, listening, and meditating, and sleeping. And somehow those three have flowed together. First I lay to listen, and then if I find myself in this meditative state, and by meditative state I mean that state of no thought, of feeling the universe, not focusing on listening, not focusing, but just being and feeling. And then flowing into a state of sleep. That has had the biggest, most impactful, palpable shift. Self-healing. Now, I've experienced this before. And as I shared with you, like stubbing my toe is different, has been experienced differently for me than what I'm experiencing now. I'm used to really stretching in the mornings and moving my body and dancing around and flowing, all these things, and moving quickly. And if I do those things quickly, there's an impact in the other direction. And so the experience of self-healing is more apparent. It's more noticeable. And I'm so happy that I get to share that with you. And I'm sharing it with you because it is available to you. Stopping physically to be still, to listen, to flow into that meditative state, and held to take a nap. All of this available to you in whatever you're dealing with, experiencing, that hurts. Whatever it is that hurts, whether it's physically or emotionally, really listen. Be with that part of your body. Be with that part of your emotion. And listen to it. Not to listen to it for your solution or what you need to be doing or what you should be doing. None of that. To just listen for listening. Imagine somebody sharing something with you. You're just going to listen to what is being said, not to listen to like, ooh, oh, you know, this is what I heard and what you said, or I think this would be a really great solution for you, or actually, you know what, that place you want to go is down there. None of that. To just listen to you. The power of listening to you. The magic is only experienced in doing it. The magic is only experienced in doing it. And it's not a one-off experience. Though it is, you do it one time, you're going to blow your mind. Just imagine doing that every single day for yourself. Just imagine doing that every single day for yourself. On day one, I did it for hours. 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 And frankly, to physically move wasn't that enjoyable. So I was like, this is it. So I did it for hours. I felt 65% better. Yesterday when I did it for an hour. You get to dictate and you get to honor. I didn't do it based on time either. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to now do this for an hour. No, it just happened to be an hour. This is what I feel I need to do right now. I need to go take some moments. I need to go be still. I need to listen, to meditate. And if sleep's there, sleep's there. I just know I have to go take some moments. So where are you in that relationship with yourself of allowing yourself to take those moments? You don't have to wait to knock your rib up. You don't have to wait for something physically wrong to happen. You don't have to wait for something to be wrong in your relationship. You don't have to wait to lose your job. You don't have to wait for any of these things. To listen, to honor yourself. And if you're thinking, I don't have time for that, then that is just a cop-out to not honor yourself. That's all it is. Time is created. You're not subject to time. Time does not even actually exist. Things and days exist, but time doesn't actually exist. So if you're thinking you don't have time for this, just know that you've completely made that up to avoid being with yourself. I have too many things to do. I have too many things to do is an excuse to avoid being with yourself. It's living in something else gets to run the show. My children run the show. My partner runs the show. My job runs the show. My mother runs the show. The weather runs the show. Everything else running the show besides you. How much do you matter to you? And how much does how you feel matter to you? Everything will still be there. But how you feel about it is what's important. And are you willing to allow yourself to take the moments that you need every single day when you need them? Not later. Not like, oh, I'll take those moments later. Later doesn't even exist. And if you need those moments now, why wait till later? People will still love you. People will still be there. Solutions will still be there. Family, the earth, your job, all of that will still be there. But is it worth it to ignore yourself? How you feel matters. your relationship in you, in your inner world, which is your outer world, is all that matters. Maybe you're listening, you're like, yeah, I'm there. Maybe you're listening and you're like, yeah, that sounds really great, but doing it's an entirely thing. Just know that doing it is an entirely different thing. It's just a story to avoid being with yourself. Any way you swing it, it's a cop-out to not do what you need to do for you. And I know, because I've been in that cop-out. I've lived it. I know what it's like to cop out on myself. And it's not about perfecting it. There'll still be moments that you're like, ugh, didn't take my moments. Ugh, didn't listen to myself over there. That's okay. That's what life is all about, is experiencing it. And you only have now. And if you're willing to take those moments now, it'll have a huge impact on every single thing in your life. And if you're not willing to, there's not going to be a later. There's not going to be a later when you actually take those moments. It's kind of like you're driving the car. The car needs gas. And you're like, oh, don't worry, I'll get some gas later. And you're driving the car and then it runs out of gas, but you're nowhere near a gas station to put gas in it. But yet somehow you expect yourself to keep going in this car because later you're going to then put gas in it. It doesn't even make sense. You wouldn't do that with your car. You'd be like, oh, getting close to empty. I got to put some gas in here. Wouldn't be like, oh, I'm waking up in the morning. I know I normally feed my dog right now, but I'll do that later. I'll feed my dog later. Why? This doesn't even make sense. Oh, all of a sudden I feel like I should just get up and go get a drink of water. Oh, I'll do that later. Because, you know, later, because I have something more important to do besides take a drink of water and nourish myself. Later. Later never fucking comes. And you're like, well, maybe it does, because later actually then do go take those moments with myself or go drink that water. Okay. But in the moment, you're being called to something and you say later. And then you're wondering, where are my solutions, universe? I know that when I ask, it is given, so where are they? Well, you see that drink of water you were guided to go get? It's over there in that moment. Don't worry, there's continuous moments. You have endless supplies of moments guiding you to every single thing that you desire. But guess what? They don't always look and behave in the way that you think they look and behave. That drink of water is an amazing opportunity. That moment of, I gotta go to the bathroom right now, but man, I'm really into something. Go to the bathroom. I need to take a nap. Take that nap. The most productive thing that you can do is to be still. And to listen to yourself. And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening, or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening, or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.